So you are with Roof Belgium. How did you get involved with Roof? How long have you been involved with Roof?
It's over 2 years that I know about roofing. So let's say before I had a very conventional lifestyle. I was living in Brussels. I was working in an office. And like most people who have this lifestyle, I was not very much enjoying it. And a colleague of mine in work, he took a one-year career break, and he used the opportunity to go roofing in Australia for a while. And he told me, Laura, I'm going to go roofing. And I had never heard about this concept. So then I did some research, and I looked on the internet. I saw that roofing also existed in Belgium, so I decided, well, why not try it out? And during my regular holidays from work, I decided to go roofing. So my first roofing experience was here in Belgium near Oostkamp. And that was my very first contact with roofing. And then later, a few months after this, following this very positive experience, I decided myself to take a one-year career break from my job. And I used this year to go roofing for at least half of the year I was roofing. And during that year, I got a message, as I was registered with Roof Independence at this time, because Roof Belgium was linked to Roof Independence, I got a message from Amanda, which she had sent to all people who were linked to Belgium, to see if there was an interest to create a Roof Belgium organization. And I just happened to be in Belgium at this time and free. And, well, as Amanda says, we met in Louvain-la-Neuve. And here there was Amanda, there was myself, and a few other people, mostly ex-woofers or current woofers. And there was the discussion, is it possible to launch Roof Belgium? Is there an interest for it? And, well, from Amanda's point of view, from Roof Independence, she could see that there was more and more hosts in Belgium. So there was definitely a movement growing. And, well, we were a group of young people motivated, and we decided, let's do it. Let's launch Roof Belgium, and we'll see what happens. And so that's how it started. And then after this, well, we kept meeting up, and we had to do all the paperwork, so getting our papers in order, registering ourselves as a non-profit organization, VZW in Nederland. So it's important to note that we're all volunteers. Everybody who's managing the Roof Belgium does it on a voluntary basis. Even the person who designed our website, Paul, he did it completely voluntary. So voila, and it's, as Amanda said, it's growing every day from there.
And how did it work in Belgium then before you existed?
Yeah, so before we existed, we were linked to Amanda, yeah, Roof Independence. Roof Independence, at this time, they were cataloging all the hosts in the countries that there was no national roof organization. So in Belgium, there was no national roof organization, but there were roof
farms
in Belgium.
Yes, there were farms that were participating and people who were participating, but there was no binding structure.
No national organization. So it was managed by the UK, along with many other countries that had no roof organization at that time. So she could see that that there was an interest for it, and that's why we launched it.
Now, I still see on the website of Roof Belgium that through Roof, you found another job. Or didn't I understand that correctly?
Yeah, I say that it allowed me to leave a corporate lifestyle. Well, I found another job. My job now is managing Roof Belgium, which I do on a voluntary basis. And for the rest of the time, I'm a roofer.
Okay.
So
you stopped working in offices?
I stopped working in offices, that's it. I now work in fields most of the time and gardens and such places.
Okay. So how many people are you on the Roof Belgium team?
I would say in total we are about 10 people, all volunteers. Most of them are on the website on the staff page. We have a page there where you can see the different members of our team. This isn't our complete team. We have other people who are helping us also. Most of the work is with translations because our website is in four languages. We are one of the only roof organizations in the world that has a website in four languages, so this takes a lot of work. Also replying to emails, accepting the roof membership, for example. These are the different tasks we do. We also go out to meet the different hosts. Every new host, we try to meet them. So, yeah, there's some work on our plate.
Is it more in French, in the French part of Belgium, or more in the Flemish part, or is it equal?
I would say actually we have a little bit more horse on the Flemish side at the moment, but it's more or less balanced, but a little bit more on the Flemish side.
And how many woofers are there in Belgium?
This I cannot say precisely, because we also have people who are woofing in Belgium who are still linked to Woof Independence, because it's not even 1 year that we exist yet. So some people who are linked to Woof Independence can still woof in Belgium. But since we started, so on the 15th of September 2013, every day we have 1, 2, 3, or 4 woofers who are joining us. We can see this on the website. So, yeah, we have more than 100 now, woofers who are registered with Woof Belgium.
Mm-hmm. One question Amanda couldn't really answer, because it's different for every country, is what about insurance? What about what if I break my leg on a farm?
Well, we hope no one will break their leg on a farm, but what we do in Belgium is everyone at least has the civil insurance, the family insurance they call it, and this should cover everyone, because woofing is not work activity, so it's not at all in work contract. So everyone who is a woofer is going to the host as a guest, so as a friend. There is absolutely no work relationship between them, so you are hosted as a friend. And so you are normally included in the civil insurance of the host.
Okay, so there is no contract or anything? There's no written...
There is absolutely no contract. It is more of a moral contract, if you wish. The two parties make an agreement via email, and then there is, like a moral obligation to honor that contract or to say, sorry, I cannot come because of some reason. Or the host can say, sorry, but something happened and I cannot host you. But there is absolutely no contract.
But you have to have insurance, so you have to be a legal citizen of Belgium. Because I was thinking that maybe this was a way for so-called illegal people to be busy and keep healthily busy and get the network. But they can't participate because they don't have insurance.
Insurance is not something that we check. We don't check if each woofer has insurance when they register with us. We just have it on the website. All the details are there. And it's up to each individual woofer to be conscious of the insurance needs that they have. And also the host sometimes will ask the woofer, so what type of insurance do you have? Do you have health insurance, for example? But this is also always an agreement between woofer and host.
What about age expectations? Do people have to have a certain age?
The minimum is 18, because it is the legal minimum age in Belgium for being a major. And then you can woof until any age at all. There is absolutely no maximum age limit.
And how old is the oldest woofer you have ever known?
I met a woofer once. She was 49.
49?
Yes, that's not that old.
No.
But there are other... there is Bruno, who is part of our team. And he is, I think, in 60s or maybe even 70.
Great. Now, another thing I was thinking about, and it's also nationally dependent, is there any work to do on farms right now, for example? It's wintertime. Isn't it very much linked to the seasons?
Well, it's true that in the summertime there is more demand on both sides, from the woofer side, because a lot of woofers are students, for example, so they have their student holidays during the summer, so they are free to woof at this time. Also, from the host side, there is a more need for work, for help with the work at this time. But yeah, there is work all year round on a farm.
Which reminds us, of course, that those holidays are in the summer, because exactly... people would be expected then to all go and help on the farm. I suppose that's the reason why the holiday is in the summer.
In some countries it is very much like this, that it's decided. Yes, I know, for example, in Iceland, I was working in Iceland, and I learned that there the children of farmers have slightly different holidays than the children from non-farmers, for that very reason, because they are expected to help their parents on the farm.
Hey, okay. Yep. So there is more activity in the summer.
There is more activity in summer, but there is work in Belgium now at the moment for woofers. And as I told you, I'm a woofer myself, and I have work every day, so it's really not a problem.
So it's not that woofers from Belgium all go to Australia in the winter?
No, there is no need for that. There is plenty of wood to chop and trees to plant and other activities to do in winter in Belgium.
As Woof Belgium, do you do anything else but manage this woof system? Do you have something like information stands on festivals or information days or evenings?
Yes, exactly. Well, we try to promote it via different ways. For example, interviews. We also do some events. Like last year, we were at Esperanza Music Festival, which is near Namur. We also were present at the Triodos Open Day. We were also present at Nature et Progrès stand. So, yeah, we have different activities and we try to promote it as much as we can in different ways.
So this interview is one of your promotional activities?
It is.
Is there any activity planned right now?
The next activity we have planned is our general meeting, which is at the end of this month, and there we will discuss more in detail what the future projects will be.
There's something that I think is a bit intriguing. I saw on the international website that there is no national woof organization in Holland. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. There is not yet a woof organization in Holland. Amanda sent me an email once to tell me there was one that was trying to develop itself, but I have received no more news after that. But it would be very interesting for us if there is one in Holland, and we will surely try to work very closely with them.
Is that because in Holland people are so independent-minded, or you don't know? Are there many woof farms in Holland?
I think, yes, they have at least more than 20 host farms, which is less than in Belgium, of course. But, yeah, I'm really not sure what the reason for it is.
And do you work together with other neighboring countries?
Well, yes, we have had contact with France, we've had contact with Germany. We have not created any partnerships yet at the moment because Woof Belgium is very new. I mean, we only exist since September. The main preoccupations at the moment have been just settling ourselves into our new activities. But, it's certainly something we are looking into. Because, as Amanda said, we want to really promote woof locally. And so if we can have partnerships with the surrounding countries, then that would be perfect.
What would such a partnership be like? What would you do then?
For example, every woofer who joins us has to pay a small subscription fee so as to have access to our host list. We could, for example, have a reduced fee for people who are already affiliated to Woof France or Woof Germany. And then, they can woof in the two countries for less than paying two individual countries.
Oh, I see. So if I go to another country, I have to also pay a fee to the local woof organization over there?
Normally, yes.
And if there is no local woof organization, then it goes to London?
Then it goes to Woof Independence, yes, that's the way.
So if there are no more countries with only independents, then Amanda will have to be sacked, because is that correct?
Well, Amanda and the Woof Independence team, they encourage each country to develop their own woof network, their own national organization, because it's really, woof works better when it's managed locally. So, for example, now that it's managed in Belgium, we have more contact with the hosts. I know many of the hosts personally. I have visited them. I could talk with them, discuss things with them. And this was not done before, for example. Amanda did not have time to come to Belgium to visit all the hosts and to go to Holland and to go to Norway. So it's better that each country is managed independently, individually. Yeah.
So you know many of the hosts. Have you seen the impact of the financial crisis on organic farms here in Belgium?
No, I would not be able to discuss about this. Also because, as Amanda says, most of our hosts could not call them enterprises. A lot of them are hobbyists. For example, it's private people who have a big garden and who need some help with it. So they're not actually selling any of their produce, or they're not making a business from it. So in this situation, it's difficult to assess any kind of impact from a crisis.
What's the link in Belgium between your organization and transition movement?
Actually, our colleague Greet, who is very active in managing the Dutch part of our organization, she is very active in the transition movement in where she lives. And also it's a philosophy that we share, not only with the transition movement, but also with different initiatives such as Let's, for example, and Repair Café, and buying your food locally from the farmer, for example. It's all about sharing a philosophy.
It's all about a local economy.
Exactly, yes. And citizens having the choice themselves to, impacting their local economy themselves, yeah.
I think I've asked you all I wanted to know. Is there anything else you would like to add yourself?
I would like to encourage your listeners to look at our website, which is www.woof.be, and it's in four languages. And there they will get all the information they need about woofing in general and also woofing in Belgium, and hopefully it will encourage some people to woof here in Belgium, because we see it as a way of really promoting local and healthy biological agriculture, supporting your local agriculture, building a network of people who are sustainably minded, if we can put it that way. And yeah, it's really a philosophy that we hope will grow in Belgium. And we see it grow in many different ways, so it's very positive for us.
Okay. Thank you for your time on a Sunday.
No problem. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. See you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.